p.m.
K-A-Y-T 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. K-A-Y-T 88.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts, and thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you all for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on your gospel music giant, KAYT. 88.1 FM Alexandria, 92.5 FM Shreveport, 98.9 FM Monroe. And I tell you what, we're excited, we're excited, we're excited. As a matter of fact, we'd like you to get on the phone, call a friend, call a neighbor, let them know that Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, is now on the air. To all of our listeners near and far, wherever our voice can be heard, even up on Facebook, we are throwing the high five to all of our family and friends and letting you know that we appreciate you. Amen. The words of encouragement that you share with us, the correspondence and the things that you do to make it possible for us to correspond back with you. We appreciate you. We love you. And as always, we are always of service to you. That's right. We came to serve, not be served. Praise be to God. So on that note, amen, I'd like to ask my beautiful wife, Minister Mildred Townsend, to share a scripture with us and take us before the throne of grace in Jesus' name.
Lord, everybody out there, amen. I come from Psalm 66 and 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. 2, sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Heavenly Father, we just thank you today. For truly, Lord, we make a joyful noise. You didn't say loud. You didn't say silent. You said a joyful noise unto you. And Lord, we thank you. And our joyful noise will be by our lifestyle, Lord, how we live, how we love, how we treat each other. Father, we thank you today to knowing that that's what pleases you, Lord God. We thank you for what you've done for us, for waking us up, for starting us on our way. Lord, we thank you for the last Saturday in 2013. Truly, God, you're worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. We thank you, Lord, because you've brought us all the way through. Hallelujah. And by faith, God, we believe in you're going to bring let us cross over into the new year. Lord, we thank you. We're praying for the ones that are bereaved this morning. Many, Lord, have lost their lives. Many of them went on. We don't know where they went to. A lot of us, we can say amen, but only you know. And Father, we thank you today. We thank you that you've given us a chance to get it right. You've given us a chance, Lord God, to do our first works over. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in this end time. We thank you, Lord, that you're touching the hearts of your people. God, we thank you that you've given them a chance to get it right one more time. We thank you, Lord God, for looking on our young people. Lord, during this time where the suicide spirits are just all over the land, we're praying, God, that you would give them a heart to hunger and to thirst after righteousness, Lord God. And the only way they'll be filled is to yield over to you.
Oh, yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank
we
you,
thank you, God. We praise you in this day. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Truly, we thank and praise God once again for you brothers and sisters joining us. Amen. Whatever it is you're going through, I want to let you know that Christ Jesus is the answer to whatever it is that you might be experiencing, whether it is a sickness in your body,
yes,
whether it is a family problem, a breakdown of communication. Jesus Christ is still the answer.
Yes, he is.
Amen. And one thing about it is he came to destroy the works of the devil. Yes, there are many people that don't want to see the devil gone because it is to their advantage that he stays around. And as long as he is around, they can use that as a catalyst and a means to build their own kingdom. And I know for a surety, Minister Mildred, if the enemy were disposed of right now, many people would be heartbroken. They would be feel like they had been bamboozled and hoodwinked. But truly, this is what the Word of God says. It tells us that he that endureth until
yes,
the end shall
be saved.
Be saved.
Yes,
amen. Lord. This is not a Burger King type of salvation that God has given us, whereas we can just have it our way.
Say yes? It,
amen. And I have to be truthful with you. We're coming to the close of the age. And Minister Mildred, as we approach the end of 2013, there are many people that will not cross this Jordan. Yes, amen. Amen. I'm not flowing in the pathetic. I've got to flow in the prophetic.
Yes.
And to let you know, amen, that there are people that will not be coming into 2014. That's why it behooves us to get our house in order. Yes, even though you may not feel like you've done anything wrong, Bishop Townsend, you might need to set your face to the wall as Hezekiah done.
Thank you, Jesus.
And ask the Lord to let the works that I've done speak for me. That's right, my friend. Sometime we've got to give ourselves a checkup from the neck up, Minister Mildred, to make sure that the things that we have done are pleasing in the eyesight of God, because it's just like the Word of God says, when we're placed on the scale, we've got to make sure that we're not, you know, being found lacking in the balance.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. And that will let us keep us in a way that we want to please him, because so many times, Bishop, it can all, you know what I'm saying? You said to balance the scale. That scale can go the downward spinal part, you know, because truly going this way, what I'm trying to say is you're going to have to be focused on the things of the Lord. You're going to have a desire each and every day when you wake up in the morning. God, I want to please you in this day. You know, we can't do nothing about yesterday. Yesterday is gone. You know, we don't know nothing about tomorrow, but right now, Lord, I want to please you now.
I agree with you, Minister Mildred. I agree with you 100%. We're closing to the end of the age, and because we're coming to the closeness of the hour, amen, there are many things to sidetrack God's people, to get their mind off of focusing
yes.
about the coming of the Lord. As I said before, we're living in a time now where, and I saw this on Facebook not too long ago, and this is the reason why I tell people, don't get caught up in the prophetic utterance that comes from the lips of men.
Make it
Minister
plain.
Mildred, it very upset me because there was this lady who called herself the 21st century prophet of the end time, so to speak.
Yes.
And they leaked some of the information, and I'm going to I know it's going to make some of you mad out there today, but I've got to tell it. Amen. Amen. Don't be one to just run to every prophet that you hear. Don't be one to just run to, because a person say they are anointed of God. There are people manipulating weak-minded folk
every day. Yes, Lord.
And when I saw this, and this is not just some hearsay stuff.
Mm-mm.
This has been documented in the news.
Yes.
What I'm about to share with you. This happened up in Memphis, Tennessee, where this lady was under the ministry of another woman prophet pastor. And they caught this woman pastor on tape, Minister Mildred.
Yes.
Telling the saints of God that the only reason why many of you ain't dead, because I ain't told God to kill you.
God had to go through her.
Now, I don't know about my listening audience on today.
Milo.
But when I heard that, something of a godly nature went through me to let me know that, you know what, Bishop Townsend, this is what you've been sharing with God's people all the time.
All the time.
And this is to let God's people know that in the end time, false prophets will rise.
That's
using
the
word of God to manipulate, to control.
Say it.
And the spirit of Jezebel, which is a murdering spirit.
Say it now.
Was out there. And they and the family felt that when the mother died, one of the congregationists.
Young lady.
Had three accidents within a period of 3 weeks.
Yes.
And they felt that the pastor was the one that told her to kill herself so she could collect a $1 million life insurance policy $700,000 she had on this particular
young lady. God. Yes.
So, you see, brothers and sisters, the Bible says whoever you yield your members to,
make it plain, Bishop,
you become servant. Of those things. You don't yield your mind to Bishop Townsend.
Come on.
I don't care how good of a pastor Bishop Townsend is.
Come
I don't
on.
Care how well Bishop Townsend has been to you
yes.
in the past. You don't yield your mind to when I snap my fingers, you come running like a puppy.
Jesus.
Dog.
Say it, Bishop. It's so
on
true.
A chain. No, you don't do that for Bishop Townsend. I don't care how much Bishop Townsend says he is God's anointed and touch
not my anointing.
Number one, the
harm.
Love of Jesus Christ ain't operating in Bishop Townsend.
Come on now.
When he's operating that way, Mr. Mildred.
Yeah,
that's witchcraft.
That's it. And God's people
that
know the difference. Amen.
Sorcery.
Yes, it, Bishop.
That is mind
control. Say it now.
I heard it. They taped the woman in a church service, and she said, well, the only reason why some of y'all ain't dead yet is because I ain't told God to kill you. And not only that, if God tells you anything, he gonna tell me first.
That's what she said.
Children of God, we're living in the closeness of the hour.
Come on.
And time is of the essence.
Save somebody. Amen.
The Bible says that when the Holy Spirit come, it will lead you into all truth and righteousness. And now, God is going to use real men and real women of God that have devoted themselves and sold out to the things of Jesus Christ to make you aware of the times in which that we are living in.
Yes, yes.
You see, those that are flowing in the pathetic want you to yield your mind over to them.
Amen. Manipulation.
Those that are flowing in the Jezebel want you to surrender your heart, mind, spirit over
control
to them.
That's it. That's it.
Amen. I'm a married man. I don't want to control my wife. I want
her
to love me.
That's it.
And I want her to submit to me as unto the Lord. And I submit to her as unto the Lord.
That's it.
But when it gets to the point where you do what I say,
or
we got problems.
I have God to kill you.
As they say, Houston, we got problems.
Jesus.
God did not intend for such actions to be in the body of Christ. And when these type of people are exposed, then it creates a problem.
And Bishop, when you were saying that, and then when I heard that the pastor, what pastor got a business of having a $100,000
insurance policy
yes, on you.
On the member.
What kind of mess is that from the beginning? That right there is a red flag.
Well, I'm telling you, God is exposing things in this end time.
Say it.
So that the people of God will begin to understand, amen, that you are not to make no man. I don't care how well Bishop Townsend preaches. I don't care how long he's been in the ministry. Amen. You don't make a god out of Bishop Townsend. You don't do it. I understand. You might say, well, ain't nobody like my pastor, Bishop Townsend. And you know what? He'll preach circles around people. Number one, it ain't about Bishop Townsend. No way.
It's not Bishop.
If it's about Jesus, then we've got to give the due respect back to who the due respect belongs to, Minister Mildred. Amen. And I know many times God has infused us with wisdom,
yes,
knowledge, and understanding. But when you get to the point where, you know, this woman was another modern-day Jim Jones.
That's what they call her. That's what they call her.
And we have many of those type of people operating right around us each and every Sunday. When we go to a local assembly and the pastor is acting in a dictatorship type of way, something is wrong. When Bishop Townsend snaps his finger and you come running up to Bishop Townsend, something wrong.
Amen. And you're not in good favor in standing with God.
No, because you are, you know what you're committing? You're committing idolatry.
Yes, Lord.
Which is a gross sin in the eyesight of God. Minister Mildred, as we come to the close of this age, and we want to prepare God's people, because as you said, this is the last Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
And God is raising up an army in this dispensation of time,
Lord,
to dispel the lie. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some real prophets. There are some real pastors.
Yes.
There are some real leaders out there that are seeking to lead God's people into the promised land. And I'm not just talking about out of the ghetto into the get-mo. I'm talking about lead God's people to an arena of an anointing in their life that will break the yoke of the enemy. You see, Jesus said this. He said, the works that I do, you shall do also. The real prophet, the real pastor, the real leader of today is not going to make excuses for the sinful lifestyle that they are in. They are going to let people know that, you know what, I've got to sit down till I can get myself together.
My God.
But in the meantime, you know what, when they were crossing Jordan, those that were not able to walk, somebody had to help carry them. Maybe some leaders might have to be carried over into 2014.
My Lord.
And God is going to raise up sheep right within the midst to pray for them, to fast for them,
amen,
and to intercede
to
for them, Minister Mildred.
Amen. And then the session, because God is calling people during this time, Bishop, because truly the real people, the real men of God, the real women of God has a desire to seek his face and to stay, because it's just a thin line, Bishop, before you know, a lot of people start off doing the work of God and doing the will of God. But when the mighty green dollars started showing, those same people started sliding backwards. And that's the scary part about this situation, because, you know, God don't want us to get, you know, with the feather lucre thing. And that's what really came in and crept in and blinded so many of the leaders.
Minister Bildred, I was looking on Facebook one time, and I saw this other so-called prophet. made this comment and said, if I be a woman of God, God's going to kill some folks. He's going. And I said to myself, now, wait just one second.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. According to the word of God now, this is the reason why when you don't know, you can be had.
That's right, Bishop.
You can be controlled. You see, that's what the voodoo priests and priestess did. They spoke curses on you to make you afraid of them. Now, that spirit of Jezebel has infiltrated its ugly head right back into the church, and we think that because we're God's anointed, now we can speak curses of death on God's people.
No, he said pray for them.
Wait a minute. He said what?
Pray.
He said pray.
P-R-A-Y.
He said pray against them, didn't he?
He didn't say P-R-E-Y. He said pray for them, not on them.
Oh, he didn't say pray against them?
Oh, no.
You know, we're not supposed to pray that God smite them down.
Oh, my God. You in witchcraft then.
That's my point.
And you might be the one that he smite down because you're out of his will.
By our words, we are justified.
Amen.
And by our words, we are condemned. When Jesus said pray for them that despitefully mistreat you.
Make it plain.
Then you know what? The truth of the matter is, when we are being despitefully mistreated, we should rejoice.
That's what it is.
We should get happy
the old
because Jesus said these things. Mm-hmm. He said, woe unto you when they speak all manner of good things about you, for so did they do to the prophets of old. Ooh. And guess what? They killed them too.
Killed them too.
So if they're speaking good about you, don't worry. Your time coming.
Ooh, Jesus.
You might not make it into 2014, but see, as long as I know as you're hating on Bishop Townsend, I'm in good standing with God.
Hallelujah. Amen. You're pleasing God.
Amen. Because I done found out already God ain't in the numbers.
That's it now, Bishop.
I done found out. I looked at Gideon, and God done showed me that the numbers don't mean anything.
He didn't like you a lot of numbers.
Amen. The numbers don't mean anything, and sometimes we get caught up in the numbers.
Yes, Lord. That's your number is how great an anointing you are. That's the biggest lie that ever been, equipped here because it has nothing to do with that.
If it had something to do with numbers, Minister Mildred, Jesus wouldn't have sent them out two by two.
Oh, that's God did that for a reason.
If it had something to do with numbers, Jesus never would have said, if any two of you shall touch and agree on earth. The numbers are not significant with God. Now, with man, they are.
Oh, very much so with man.
Yes, with men they are, but the Bible says what's impossible with man is possible with God.
Amen.
It is possible for God to take two people and turn the whole world upside down.
He could do it.
If he needed to do that. Minister Mildred, if we will, this is the last Saturday that we've got, but we want to share with God's people the importance of staying in the Lord. Yes, he that endureth till the end shall be saved. I'm sorry. I know there are many people preaching to you, telling you that it doesn't matter that we have an advocate who is Jesus the Christ. And you know what? That is the truth in the sense that he advocates for those of us that are still acting in a weak way. But here's what my thing is. When you a leader, that don't apply to you. I know I just busted some bubbles out there. But see, when you a leader and you still operating in sin, you got to sit down.
Come on, Bishop.
Yeah, you've got to sit down. You see, when you take on the role of a parent now, that means you can't act like the little stubborn child anymore. You have now took on a whole new responsibility. But now what happens is, when you take on this responsibility and you go backward, it's called a breach of contract. Jesus now has called you to a higher level of authority.
Yes.
And since he's called you to a higher level of authority, now you are in an authoritative position to function and point people in the direction that Jesus did. Minister Mildred, chapter 15, the book of St. John. Chapter 15. And I want to share this with God's people because people think that, you know what, ain't nothing I can do going to separate me from the love of the Lord.
Oh, they must have done.
And I understand that many times that phrase is misconstrued. It is misunderstood. But I want to bring it back to the proper application in the times in which that God is talking to us in the 21st century church. There are things that need to be properly understood. And that's why I come in the acronym of peace. What do you mean by that, Bishop Townsend? I come to you in the acronym of P-E-A-C-E. Bishop Townsend, then please, what are you alluding to? Please help us to decipher exactly what it is you're saying. P-E-A-C-E. Peace means proper education always corrects errors.
Yes, it does.
Many of us are operating in the error of the word. This is why the beloved apostle said, rightly dividing the word. If we rightly divide it, there is a chance. If we're not operating in God's Holy Spirit, we can wrongly divide it. This is the reason why we have tongue-talking so-called folks picking up snakes and drinking poison because they have wrongly
divided the word of God. This is the reason why we have men that are fighting women about preaching, because they have wrongly divided the word of God. This is the reason why we've got people that are still living sinful lifestyles and thinking that no matter what they do, that their names are still written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and they have wrongly divided. But let us bring it back to understanding. Minister Mildred, chapter 15, starting at verse number 1, what does that say?
Say, I am the true vine.
I am the true vine.
And my Father is the husbandman.
In other words, my Father is the head man in charge.
Glory.
I've been sent on an assignment and a mission to fulfill that which my Father wants me. Now, watch this. Now, the same mission that the Son was sent on, he's left us with that mission, Minister Mildred. It goes on. You know, it's just kind of like the when you watch the Olympics.
Yes.
When they're running with the torch, as they run so far, what do they end up doing?
They had to pass it on.
They pass the torch on to somebody else, and they pick it up. Now, it's the same torch. They don't change torches in that run, do they?
No.
But now we done changed gospel preaching.
No, we can't.
While we didn't pick up the torch, somebody else took the torch, but now they didn't start preaching something different than what Jesus wanted preached.
All right now.
All right, what else does it say?
Number 2 said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit.
Now, let's get that straight now, because we have you to understand, leaders, this ain't about you thinking that it do as I say, not as I do. God has a prerequisite set for the leaders that are up leading God's people, and when your leadership is contradictory to what this word say, you are putting yourself in jeopardy.
Yes, you are.
Leadership is very important in the eyesight of God. And in 2014, if you're going to cross this Jordan, we've got to get it right. Unbelief is going to keep us from crossing over.
Woo! He'll keep out of heaven, too.
He said, every branch in me, watch this now, and I want you to get this with the love of the Lord. Every branch, listen to this very carefully. These words are written in red. Bishop Townsend didn't say this. These words are in red. Every branch that is in me that beareth not fruit. What does he do, Minister Mildred?
He taketh away.
Wait a minute now. I don't care what you say. I'm God's anointed. I'm going to be here. I don't know now. You got to give yourself a checkup.
From the neck up.
From the neck up.
Amen.
You've got to be able to say, even like Hezekiah, that when the Lord told him, look, set your house in order, you're getting ready to leave here.
Yes.
Hezekiah came to this conclusion and said, well, then, Lord, let the works that I've done
speak for me.
See, yes. If you've been going to bed with Sally and still up preaching, your works done spoke for you.
It's speaking loud.
Uh-huh. If you've been up preaching and you on the down low, your words are speaking for you.
Very loud.
You the pastor's first lady, but you fooling around with the missionary, your works are speaking for you.
Yes.
You fooling around with the deacon, the works that you've done will speak for you.
Yes, Lord.
See, Hezekiah was able to remind God of what he'd done. Not the rituals that he went through, but the solemn obedience as unto God.
Faithfulness.
God ain't moved by his church going.
Huh.
God is not moved by your speaking in tongue.
Come on.
God is not moved by your moving in the prophetic.
Tithes and offerings.
Huh? I don't care what prophet you mimic or copy. That don't move God. Now, it'll move the people because they don't know no better.
Exactly.
They don't know no better. They don't care. They don't know about Catherine Kuhlman.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know about A.A. Allen and the tactic that you use to manipulate them. But see, God got folk that know.
Amen.
God had newscasters to even bust the false people back in those days. Diane Sawyer, and they uncovered all of these people that were milking the folk, making millions of dollars off of them.
Exactly.
But see, God got folk that's going to reveal the truth. And he's got folk right in the body of Christ. What does it say, Minister Mildred?
And every branch bear fruit, he purges it.
He purges it.
That it may bring forth more fruit.
You see, that's what he does. Sometimes there are edges in your life that God got to cut off. There are people in your life that God got to cut off from you so that he could purge you. Because you know what? As long as you hang around folk that make excuses for the sinful lifestyles that they're in, you won't get no stronger.
Ain't no stronger.
Even a man that's training a young man in weight training realized that he can't get stronger using the same weight.
Yeah.
You're not going to get stronger with that same weak message that, well, you know what, if any man sin, we have an advocate. We understand that in the weakness and the frailty of our beginning. You got to understand that scripture is for the baby saint. That ain't for the man that is on meat now. It's just like when a baby poops in his pamper. Yes, that mother will come and clean him.
Yes, Lord. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And you know what? Now, to that man that is strong and grown and he's able to do better, mama ain't finna clean him. She gonna tell him, no, clean yourself up now. Mm-hmm. You got to purge yourself. You got to cleanse yourself. If you're battling with things in your life as a pastor and you're bound by certain things, you don't need the pastor.
No, amen.
Because every time you lay your hands on somebody, you are imparting that same spirit of adultery, lying, lesbianism, or whatever it is. You are putting that spirit on them.
Amen.
And they will never be fruitful in their walk with God. What else, Minister Miller? Got about 5 minutes.
Now you are clean. Number three said, now you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you.
Now listen to what Jesus said. Now, if you're clean through the word, why are you still making excuses?
Mm.
Wouldn't you much rather profess what God said, that you know what? I am the righteousness of God.
Yes, I am.
I am living a life free of sin. That's what perfect means. I've matured in the things of God enough to know that, you know what? Satan does not have any hold over my life anymore. Why? Because you know what? When you're baptized in the fire of the Holy Ghost and you really mean that, you ain't got to quit drinking. You ain't got to quit smoking. You don't have to quit adulterating and fornicating. When you stick fire inside, iron inside of a fire, and you try to hold on to that end of that fire, by the time the fire travels up to that iron, you can't hold on to it. You got to let it go. See, when you really get in the Holy Ghost, sin got to let you go.
It can't hold on to you.
But now when you're in religion, that's why you're still making that excuse.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're still saying, oh, I know that my life ain't right, but I love God. No, you don't.
No, the Bible said it.
That's just like a man saying he's cheating on his wife, but you know what? My wife know I love her, but she just don't satisfy me. That's the same thing you saying about the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I love Jesus. He just don't satisfy me. That's why I'm still living a sinful lifestyle. No, it don't work that way. Come on, Minister Miller, help me out.
And yet another thing, Bishop, when you love God, you know, you would want to look and do the things that would be pleasing to him. You know, there would be no excuses in that way. Yes, we've all sinned. But all is not sinning now, you know.
Not all are continuously sinning. See,
exactly.
See, people didn't understand what Jesus was talking about, and they love to quote that scripture. But what they don't understand is through the empowerment of God's Holy Spirit, that the Holy Ghost ain't going to let us make an excuse to stay in sin.
That's
even
right.
When it came, Minister Mildred, to the scene where they speak about the woman caught in adultery. And just about 99.9 preachers who preached that sermon are living in some type of sinful life. And what they'll say is this. They'll say, you noticed when Jesus said, he that is without sin, let him cast the first stone. The problem was they were still living sinful lifestyles.
That's why Jesus said it, because he knew
that's
they
why
were.
He didn't say, he of you that have never sinned.
He didn't say that.
See, that's what preachers miss it at.
Yep.
That's what preachers go. They take it and they run with it, but they don't understand what Jesus said. He said, he that is without sin. They were not in sin at that time. Well, brother preacher, how can you come to that analogy? Because we know the Bible says all have sinned, meaning that we came through the portal of sin when we were birthed in sin.
Exactly.
But not all are living sinful lifestyle. Well, preacher, can you prove that? Of course I can. When Jesus was confronted, Minister Mildred, with the man that was blind, his disciples asked a question.
Who?
They said, Master, who did sin? This man?
Or
his parents, that he should be born blind. And Jesus responded by saying, who?
Neither.
God got some folk that are not living in sin.
Jesus said it.
Jesus got some folk. So when they confronted those men, they had to drop their stones because they all were living
in
sinful lifestyles.
Exactly.
At that time.
And Jesus knew it. That's why he said it.
It just wasn't because he didn't bring the man with him. But he knew. He said, he that is without sin, meaning if your life is not in sin now, you go ahead on and brick up. See, that was the prerequisite.
And Jesus knew that.
You couldn't throw a brick if your life was in sin. Many times parents couldn't even brick their own children. They had to let the other people brick them.
Because they was tainted.
What else, Minister Miller? I got about
Praise
2 minutes.
God. That's all right, Bishop. Number four said, abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye. Except you abide in me.
See, when you stay in Jesus, then you'll be free from the desire, that sinful desire to take you over. Okay, Minister Mildred, I've got to do 5 and 6, and we got to stop.
5, say, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abide in me, and I in him, the same, bringing forth much fruit. But without me, you can do nothing.
The key word is abide. See, glory. You can go to church, but you can still be out of Jesus.
Uh-oh.
You can give the preacher your hand, and you can still be out of Jesus. You can get baptized in Jesus' name and still be out of Jesus. You can speak in a made-up tongue that you copied from somebody else and still be out of Jesus.
Oh, bless him.
But he said, when you stay in me. Number six, say what, Minister Miracle?
If a man abide not in me,
don't stay in me,
he is cast forth as a branch and is without and is withered.
Uh-huh.
And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
My friend, we pray that this message has been a blessing to you. Listen, we're going to be around the station.
Praise
if you'd like to
God.
Correspond with
Thank
us,
you
can give us a call immediately after.